Live, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for taking your time to join us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World in Chattanooga, and joining me is Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor at CHI Memorial. And good morning, Dr. Green.
Good morning, Ed. I visit you again with my quarantine hair. I can't wait to get rid of that. And if the people could only see it, just imagine Shaggy off of Scooby-Doo, and you've got me nailed, except dark hair. So, yeah, it's weird. I'm kind of getting used to a lot of this quarantine stuff, and we've learned a lot in medicine over the last couple of months and have learned a lot of new things about telemedicine, or even expanding all of our toolbox. And I think it'll really help. You know, it's one of the positive things I can say. It'll help medicine down the road, because we'll have so many new ways to help our patients. And CHI continues to support this community, and we have a fantastic, or as President Trump might say, a stupendous and perfect process by which to screen everybody. And of course, nothing's perfect, really, but we are, you know, modifying and changing our procedures daily and weekly to try to serve everybody and have a well-oiled machine for everybody who is worried about COVID. And from our standpoint, are we worried? No. You and I aren't living in fear, and we don't want anybody else to. It's just a matter of being smart with what you do. But our offices are back open. We are learning how to bring people back in, just like so many businesses in the area. And it's good to see a resurgence of business in the area. I can't wait to see it get a lot back to normal. I don't know what the new normal will look like exactly. But it will eventually get back to a better sense of normalcy. But I love the parks being open. I know you probably do too, Ed, but it's so nice to be able to get out into these nice open green areas. I've put my feet in some grass, enjoyed the sun. You know, so nice to be getting back out there. And like my youngest daughter told me recently, she said, "Dad, I've got to get out. I miss people. I'm a people person. I have to see people." And I said, "Okay, yeah, you will be soon." And she is, and life is returning to normal. So I like that. People don't go around scared. We have you covered from a medical standpoint, and you don't need to be worried. And yes, you can see your providers. You can work out a way to be in the office if you need, or you can do a telemedicine visit. So don't forget, we have a lot of modalities. And for people with, if you have an Android, download Google Duo, because it's so easy to use. And we're also using Zoom and DoxyMe and FaceTime and anything else we need to still get the care to all of our people. We've just modified how we roll in our day-to-day medicine, and it is working just fine. So nobody be afraid. Ed, how's your world going?
Thank you, my friend. And I certainly agree with you on so many of these issues, one of which is lessening the fear. We have been somewhat mind-washed about this corona and COVID, that it's the end of the world and you all have to run and hide. It's simply not true. In fact, recent study came out this week, actually, that said that 96% of the people who really suffered from this had significant at least two risk factors, one of which was generally obesity. And true. The people who were generally healthy were, it's a bad cold. So why are we freaking about this to the point? Let's build our system. In fact, I came up with an acronym, BASS, B-A-S-S, like the fish. Build a strong system. How do we do that? We maintain the proper weight. For one, we can do that through, of course, multiple ways, whatever you feel comfortable. Two, raise vitamin D levels. That just came out today on, again, the national media. And in fact, a study came out showing that even small amounts of increases of vitamin D, because we measure vitamin D through blood work, and it's the way that we do it is through nanograms per milliliter. People who had 20 nanograms per milliliter, about 80% of those people significantly were at risk. When you got to 35 nanograms, it was dropped significantly. Why do the three countries, UK, Italy, and Spain, have so many deaths? Because they tested them now which I said a month ago on this show, and they did test and found that almost every single person who went on a ventilator had less than 22 nanograms per milliliter of vitamin D. People, listen up. Go, I don't care if you go to Nutrition World. Go to Walmart if you have to. Get you 5,000 units of vitamin D. I have to be cautious and say check with your doctor if you're, you know, have medical conditions. It's very safe stuff. Go and get vitamin D so you can build your system and eventually get a blood test, because we can get too much of this. So go to your good physician and have them test your blood, or come to Nutrition World, which we do testing once a month. We do all blood testing, so you can walk in and stick your arm out and get it tested.
Let me throw in a positive comment there. You know, we check a lot of vitamin D levels, and yes, I've had people increasing their vitamin D lately for the same reasons, especially pushing toward a 50 to 70 level, because a lot are coming in the low 30s. But in all my years, I've seen a lot of people with a mildly elevated vitamin D, but toxic levels, extremely rare.
Extremely rare. If you get over above 110 nanograms, you're going to lay down calcium at an accelerated rate. That could cause some issues down the road, but it takes 2 to 4 years to do that. We're not worried about 2 to 4 years right now. Let's just get our build a strong system. BASS. Do it through diet, do it through exercise, do it through sleep, do it through the management of your stress, and do it through the right nutritional supplements, vitamin D being the king. But there's plenty of other ones too. You can certainly log on to nutritionw.com and read the interview I had with Dr. Michael Smith from Life Extension on what to do to strengthen this immune system.
And I think we've talked about garlic and A and C as well a good bit.
Absolutely. Those are the three big ones. In fact, Dr. Green, I want to tell you, I put a billboard up on East Brainerd Road, one of the most heavily traveled roads. I'm not a billboard person anymore because in 41 years of business, it's kind of outdated these days. But I created one that actually said this, believe it or not. I've not told you this because it's true. I put up there a picture of a physician with a stethoscope. And I said, I want to thank all physicians for recommending nutritional intervention for boosting the immune system, because I've never in 41 years had more physicians send patients in who said, I want you to do vitamin A or vitamin C or vitamin D. They don't get into the big tons of stuff, but they get into the great basics, which is that. And I'm just like, I'm just like speechless, because I've never seen the openness that has come from the medical traditional community that
that's
I
been
have
more
now.
Lately.
Oh, well, only in the past 12 weeks. I mean, that's it. Only since Corona came have they said, because I think patients, and you tell me this, the patients are probably coming in kind of asking, what else can I do? Well, you don't really have any medicines to give them, so what else can we do? You give them good advice. You sleep well, exercise, and maybe take some vitamin C and D. Well, that's never happened before. It's happening now. Tides have changed, so I am thankful.
Well, there's another good outcome for you.
Bingo. I read today a national chain over on the other side of the United States called National Grow. Forget the exact name. It's a health food store that does sell 50% groceries, 50% supplements. I mean, they're like us. Their sales are up 30% because people finally are realizing you have to take hold of your own health to build a system, to build an immune system. You don't really do that in acute situations. If I have a heart attack, I want to come to you. I want to go to your hospital. I want you to save my life. If I'm a car wreck, motorcycle wreck or whatever, but not this chronic stuff. We have to take a role in helping ourselves to boost our own system and not expect you or your co-workers to fix me every time. It's a partnership. It's not a one-sided thing. And so we have to take responsibility. And I just think people are doing that. I see it more than I've ever seen it in 41 years. They are literally saying, I am now willing to do whatever it takes to build a healthy immune system or a healthy body, which means a healthy immune system. So I'm pretty dang stoked about it, actually.
And I've seen a lot of people getting, let's say, be more thankful to have their gyms back, which is a nice thing. And I think we're more appreciative of these things in life we took for granted.
Oh, I am, anyway. Gosh. Oh, I think every single one of us is. And, you know, are there still frustrations around? Heck yeah, there are. But I am so freaking thankful for a glass of cold iced tea in an actual glass and not a styrofoam cup. I mean, the things I would have never been thankful for. And I will have to say, the ultimate thankfulness is my daughter and my grandson and my son-in-law are alive because of big massive tree fell through their house on top of their bedroom and almost crashed onto their bed, which would have significantly harmed them or killed them, and they were spared. I mean, the angels were watching over them, and their house is destroyed. They're living in my house now, and I'm just so freaking thankful every single day I wake up that my daughter and my grandchild and my son-in-law are still able to function. So thank you for that, and thank you for comment. It was actually weird. It was an hour after that storm passed a couple weeks ago. If you remember the storm, I think it was on a Monday night, and you know, they predicted it, and there were some high winds, you know, and it came, it passed. Well, it was like 1 or 2 in the morning. The tree just decided to fall. How weird is that? You know, usually they fall in the storm. In this case, it didn't fall. It fell after the storm. So I'm just blessed at no end. Believe it or not, my friend, it's time to take another break. When we come back, I want to talk about a comparison a little bit between the 1918 flu and COVID-19. I got some pretty good little literature here on that, because the 1918 flu was devastating to this country and to this world. Let's talk about how that somewhat compares and what people did back then. Maybe same as we did now, maybe different, but I want to talk about it. So, got that plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, back with my partner, Dr. Green. And can I vent just a minute?
Please do. Okay. You know we love it.
Well, you know, you saw me venting a little bit earlier, and I'm not going to go into the level that I did earlier because I had some bad words that came out of my mouth.
It wasn't that bad, Ed.
But thank you. Well,
I've heard a lot worse.
The two points I want to make is that as an entrepreneur and a business owner, I have to give my 2 cents. Listen, people who own their own business, this is not for corporate America. This is for the entrepreneurs of Chattanooga. Go find your courage in the freaking closet and get your freaking butt out and open your business and quit being running scared of every single thing. Do the protective measures. Do the tape. Do the mask. Do the gloves on your employees. Do everything right, like Acropolis has and like several other businesses have. Save this country and save this city by being the entrepreneur that you were born to be. And quit falling into the closet of fear and waiting for everyone else to do it before you. If you don't do that, guess what, people? You're going to lose. You're going to go out of business potentially, and you will not have a business. So being an entrepreneur, the middle word is courage. Get your courage, people. Okay. Sorry. Okay.
No,
I just vented.
No, don't apologize for that. We've talked on how many shows about really the fear mongering we see. I heard President Trump a couple of weeks ago, and he said, look, I'm a cheerleader. We need that right now. I'm a cheerleader for this country. We've got to get back on our feet. And I actually clapped at the TV when he said that. It was an interview with David Muir, as I recall. And David Muir, smart guy, his questions seem designed to me to elicit fear from those listening. And it's not just him, it's so much of the media. And it's bothered me because we've talked about the fact that fear is contagious, but also joy can be contagious. Mm-hmm. Courage can be contagious. And we want to have those positive emotions and positive actions be contagious, not the virus, but, you know, walking around not in fear. And that's what I'm trying to tell all my patients. Are you fearful? No, I am not fearful mm-hmm. at all. Not 1 ounce of fear with this. And to see everyone motivated by fear, I won't say everybody, the vast majority in the media with their reporting are motivated by fear, and they are motivating fear. And I don't like it. I don't like, as a doctor, I don't like them seeing, and I'm talking to the patients who are then talking to me, and they are terrified. They're scared to leave their home. Mm-hmm. They don't want to go to work. They don't want to get in their car. They're driving. They're the people driving around the cars with their mask on alone. You know, it's just I hate the fear mongering that is going on in the press. And I do want to see a cheerleader. I applaud President Trump for doing that. Is he always right about everything? No, but he says what he thinks, and he's right that we need a positive attitude about this. And like you, I'm tired of seeing the entire, it seems like the country and the world motivated by fear. There is plenty of bad out there, but not everything is. And we have to get up and live our lives prudently. And we can do that. I am convinced that we can. But I had a friend down at the beach, happened to be a landowner down there, and the police would repeatedly stop and question them, are you an owner? Can you show the deed? You know, making everybody get up and keep moving. You can't get in the water. Just total fear. Whereas you are in the sun, in the sand, in a dry environment that's not very hospitable to a viral illness. You're not allowed to get in the water, which is salt water, and brine would also not be a great breeding environment. If I were in a viral lab, I certainly wouldn't try to grow my virus in brine, I promise you. And I used to work in a viral lab, as you know, in my youth, and I did retroviral research. So what safer place would you want if we socially distance on a beach, if you're wise? I mean, I'm not talking about a group of drunk teenage kids, or shouldn't be teenage, but college kids, let's say, you know, all in each other's faces, but no, prudent people being careful and enjoying this beautiful world God has given, or being in the park. What safer place would they like us to be? And you have law enforcement coming and arresting people. We see this on TV. They show that. It just blows my mind at the level of fear that is out there when we can show prudence, enjoy life, enjoy the restaurants, do it safely, and open everything back up. You're absolutely right. We need to cultivate joy, courage, not fear.
With common sense, where neither one of us is saying, open up everything and don't care and kiss and hug and be close. That's not what we're saying. We're saying common sense. You know what? This would be true even if we were having a normal flu epidemic. It's just the issue is we've never really been serious about taking measures about flu epidemics or colds.
That's a great point, Ed. And no, I'm not saying not to use prudent measures. In fact, I think I kept saying prudent over and over. And that's what I'm talking about, is still being careful. What I'm excited about as a doctor is this. We are learning more sanitary techniques. My major was microbiology. Wow, if we come out of this with better techniques interpersonally and in our community and in the world, imagine how much better the coming season's flu epidemic will be. We won't have a flu epidemic. We'll have much lower numbers because we're all being careful. We might still be wearing masks. How wonderful. Why not? Mm-hmm. Not out of fear, but simply out of saying, just like, you know, a lot of people do that have worn masks for years, they're trying not to infect someone else. They're not scared of us. They're being polite, trying not to spread their own germs. Wow. How much are we going to reduce infectious disease in this country and the world if we just use prudent tactics? That's not a bad outcome, and that's not fear. Mm-hmm. That's smart.
Very intelligent. And, you know, we're going to save tens of thousands of lives over the years because of what we're learning now. If we don't crash the economy, if we don't have people commit four times the amount of suicide, domestic violence, depression, drug abuse. At Nutrition World, I have 17 counselors who work under me, under the umbrella of Nutrition World. One of my main counselors, who is a licensed counselor, he's got a tremendous business, said he will never have to worry the rest of his life, or at least the next many years, for clients, because he said they're going to be the new front line in the next coming era because of the damage that's been done by the fear and the economy that's crashing. Because now most everyone is suffering mentally from this, not physically. And I have a great comparison to the 1918 flu. The 1918 flu, which was called the Spanish flu, it hit during World War I in 1918. It affected 500 million people worldwide, killed an estimated 50 million people, which was 2.7% of the global population. Guess what, people? Using the higher of the two prominent COVID-19 trackers, the higher numbers, we are looking at, right now, a 0.003% of the global population has died from COVID. That's ridiculously low. Now, am I sympathetic for those people? Yes. If that was me, my grandfather, or some relative, it still would break my heart. But it isn't enough to crash the economy, which will cause so much more damage and death than we're ever dreaming possible. And I know you kind of mentioned this earlier. We have a lot of cities that are trying to manipulate numbers by going down to the really sicklier parts of the cities, some of the projects, some of this, some of that, in order to accumulate numbers so that they can say, oh, we told you so. See, once we open the city up, you know, things are going to rise. Well, hell, they're going to rise. Yes, if you start testing tons of people who are in environments, let's go to nursing homes. Let's talk about nursing homes. You go there and start testing if they've already had a run of it. Well, you're going to have more numbers. Does that mean that you as an individual on normal Joe Doe and Jane Doe is really at risk? No, it doesn't, especially if you build your immune system up, people.
Well, let's throw this in. If you just open up all these drive-through testing centers and say, everybody come down, it doesn't matter if you're symptomatic, and they're so fearful because of all of the media, they all rush to do it. A lot of the tests we are being told in the medical field have a very high false positive rate. And for listeners that don't know what that means, they're telling people that they have the virus when in fact they don't. Confirmatory testing takes time, but in that time they can take all of those numbers, put them in statistics, and put them out in the media. So what we need are accurate testing. And in the end, frankly, for myself as a provider, if I'm not sick, let's say I have no signs or symptoms of diabetes. Do I want to routinely go check my sugar? No. I do my physical once a year. If I'm not sick, do I want a flu swab? No. Strep swab? No, thank you. You know, I don't want to give a urine sample, see if I have a UTI. No. I feel fine. So why, you know, is there a really good reason, I've been trying to figure this out, to go and test hundreds and hundreds of thousands or millions of asymptomatic individuals? I haven't quite figured that one out, and I'm still trying to, and we talk about that amongst ourselves. Certainly, if you're going to do that, let's have an accurate testing system with a very high specificity. Right now, we do have those out there, but those are not the widely available tests. So, no. I mean, we have been told in no uncertain terms, please do not rush as a medical provider to one of these, I don't even know what to call them. It's not a facility, but one of these programs that is providing tests that may not have the highest quality. And I'm being generous with my words.
That is what wise advice. Man, I just wish that more of the media could hold on to this. But of course, we have to all realize the media only sells through fear as a main motivator. Well, you're not going to sell if you're giving decent news, common sense news, good news. It's just not going to happen. And, you know, I'm looking here at this chart. It's really interesting, Dr. Green. 1720, we had a plague. It didn't list the name of it. 1820, we had cholera. 1920, we had the flu. Oops, 2020, corona. Every 100 years.
Okay, and yes, that is a pattern. But imagine, what is the biggest difference between 1920 and 2020 when it comes to the world? We are completely connected right now.
Yes.
And the people that are having that in 1920 don't hear about it. If you're in the middle of Indiana, well, you're not going to hear that right away. You know your own community. It's not going to be mass panic. Right now, there was mass panic here when the problem was centered, say, in China or Italy, because of the internet and communication. So we should use that for education, but not for fear-mongering.
And we have more solid research to really give us some evidence to help protect ourselves. And here was a cool little thing on, it was printed Thursday, November 7th, 1918. It was a public notice in many cities. It said, notice is hereby given that in order to prevent the spread of Spanish flu in all schools, public and private, churches, theaters, moving picture halls, that's interesting, moving picture hall, must be theaters, pool rooms, and other places of amusement and lodge meetings are to be closed until further notice. That's interesting because that's exactly what's happening now. And there's a picture of course, people being hauled off into ambulances.
And something just funny that popped up. What I've really liked, though, are all of the comments on Facebook that are actually funny. They're looking at the humor in this. And, you know, so many are directed towards the toilet paper over the last two months. And I will tell you this, anyone who has been in a survival situation, toilet paper is the last thing on your mind. It doesn't even enter your thoughts. That has cracked me up. And so I laugh at those little things, and I'll walk back to the back of Costco, and I haven't seen a roll of toilet paper at Costco for 2 months. And I laugh every time I go back, and I'm thinking, if we ever really are in dire straits in this country, no, that's not what you're going to be thinking.
That's so freaking cool.
But it is kind of funny. That part's funny.
I will have to tell you my toilet paper story real quick here. It's only going to take 40 seconds. I was climbing a mountain in Colorado, Mount Yale. It was about 4 years ago with a great friend of mine who's passed away, Butch Williams, and his wife, Mary. And we climbed this mountain, and it was one of the hardest things I've ever done in my entire life. The wind started blowing. The snow started falling. The temperatures dropped. I barely made it to the top. And, of course, when you get to the top, you think, oh, crap, I've got to go down now. And so I got halfway down and had to go to do my business. Not one single one of us had toilet paper. Well, guess, and I'm not going to go without using it, so guess what I had to use? It sounded like something off of Gilligan's Island. You remember the millionaire on Gilligan's Island, Thurston?
Oh, yes, Thurston Howell.
Well, I had to use dollar bills.
No.
And I use dollar bills to wipe my butt. So I'm going to end this segment on that story.
Oh, gosh. Never mind. I can't even talk about that.
At least it wasn't $100 bills.
Well, I did have one of my old friends on Facebook. We used to go hiking and camping, and he reminded me of one of our funny episodes, which I hope nobody read. I hope nobody did. I almost reported the post.
Well, guess what, brother? It's time to take another break. When we come back, we'll be discussing more about all of our health and everything going on, and plus a couple of places that I have eaten this past week I want to tell people about. We've got that, plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World here in Chattanooga. I'm back with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green. And, of course, we're back talking health and sometimes a lot of other things, mainly virus at this point, that will not last forever. We are going to get through this and have some other conversations, and we still have some other conversations, and I appreciate that.
And let's encourage one another and pull each other through it.
Absolutely. And again, do not let the virus of the media infect your brain.
Ooh, I like that, Ed. What did you think that of?
I just came up with that. That's very second. Because it is more infectious and more damaging than majority of any of the COVID or corona that we're talking about. I do want to say that this week I have eaten at, because they've opened their restaurants up with courage and with common sense, not with just stupidity. And I again encourage all restaurants, all local businesses that can do this, open back up, people. The community will commend you for doing it. Generally, there's a small percentage who will be the opposite, which I actually looked on Champy's Facebook, because they were one of the first to open, and this was about a week and a half ago. I should have not done it in the evening because it kind of got me fired up and I didn't sleep too well. There was a lady on there who said, how dare you open? You're going to kill basically other people. And I said, I hope that you stay in your apartment or house for 2 more years and then come back out, because that is ridiculous. And I said, Champy's is a courageous person. They're going to do it the right way. And guess what? I don't eat fried chicken, but I do eat grilled chicken. And they had a wonderful grilled chicken salad. I went to the very first day they opened. Unbelievable protection that everybody did. I felt totally safe.
And, you know, I went, had a similar experience, a non-restaurant business owner, but I went because I know him, and I went and thanked him. He opened as soon as it was legal, I mean, within the second, and I went and thanked him. He said, thank you. He looked kind of upset. I said, you know, what is it? He said, well, I'd like your advice on what I can do differently. He said, I'm getting a lot of negative feedback, and people are coming to me, threats, you know, I'm going to kill everybody by opening back up. And I said, you need to ignore them. They can stay home. They don't need to come to your business. I said, we're glad. Those of us who are here are very thankful for you. And I had to give the same encouragement, but I'm glad you are too. And I don't know who these people are. So far, it's not my patients. They're all super happy. Places are opening, and my friends. So it's people that I'm not running in the same circle with, for sure, because I would be correcting them if I were talking to them.
And those who are at risk should take more precautions. The obese, the ones with lots of medications, the ones who have health disorders, of course they should.
Well, the nursing home population, you mentioned that, and the death rate in the nursing home population has been through the roof. Now, granted, they're not going to be at the gyms and the restaurants and all of these things, but those of us who are, if we have loved ones in, that's a great point, Ed. If we had loved ones there, we don't want to, say, be going to the gyms, going and being uncareful, and then going and visiting our relatives. That would not be a smart thing to do. You've got to be careful. That's true. So be careful with our high-risk populations, those on chemotherapy, those on immune suppressants. There's so many cystic fibrosis, COPD, asthma, diabetes. You mentioned obesity. There are so many medical problems that this virus does tend to single out, and it does. But for those of us otherwise in good health, yeah, don't walk around in fear, but also be smart.
And keep your body healthy. Build a strong system. You know, there now is seven big cats, and they kind of categorize cats as lions sometimes that have COVID. So it could go to a cat, but they found that it's not really going to any other animal that's domesticated anyway. But it's not even a risk on that. I just threw that out.
But if it does, and that is how these things mutate, and it would happen, but is it theoretically possible? Yes, it is.
Yeah, it's theoretically possible that because the nutrition world is close to Lovell Field Airport, that a plane could lose their engine and crash and kill me. So guess what? I'm not going to go to work until they ground all the airplanes. Stop me. I'm going to spit on the floor. Okay. Here's the three places I ate this week who had the bravery and courage to open in appropriate ways. Buds, you know, people think of Buds as a really just a bar sometimes, and it's just junk food. Well, guess what? At lunch, today's what I had at lunch. I had green beans, fresh, that were delicious, wonderful coleslaw, squash with onions, and a grilled chicken with cheese and mushrooms that was to die for.
I swear, years ago I went and got a great salad there. I seem to remember.
Great club salad, great chef salad. I did all of my lunch today was with my daughter and I both was we spent $20 and we had an amazing lunch.
Is the Yellow Deli open? Do you know?
They are. I don't know if their tables are open. They are doing the takeout. I passed them the other day. The other place, Sugar Ribs.
Yes.
Sugar Ribs is open now. And you know what? I've never really eaten there. My daughter loves it. And so I went there, and again, I have a national podcast called The Holistic Navigator, and one of my podcasts is how to eat at junk food places in a healthy way, and I really know you can do that. So here's what I ate. It's not perfect, people. No, I can't expect perfection because we're in a crazy world, but I expect better than junk. I don't want to poison my system. So I want protein, I want healthy fat, and I want modest carbs, or maybe lower if I can did it. So I got a barbecue beef sandwich, and I had the okra, which is to die for. So my vegetable was okra, well, one of the vegetables. Then I got a side salad of cabbage and spinach lettuce, and I poured my own olive oil on it. Well, that right there is a good meal.
Oh, and when I go to a barbecue place, of course, I like everything, and I'd love, you know, a lot of really bad things, but any type of the barbecue meats I love. I don't care if it's chicken, brisket. I love brisket. But, you know, mix that. Get your modest sauce. Coleslaw. Mm-hmm. Love to do that. Collards. And so you can get a few things that are very healthy with it, and sometimes I'll do a salad instead. But, no, you can go to those places. Like, I love going to Edley's and getting their collards and coleslaw and brisket. Fantastic meal. And they also have a salad, which you would like, I think, as well. And you can put brisket or barbecue, any type you want on it. And it is an excellent salad. I have been getting takeout. Thank you, Edley's, for staying open. And, you know, I've been enjoying a lot of my favorite places, trying to keep them in business. I was glad Mamacita's was opening back up. That's another nice thing. So we've got to keep these places open. And there was one other one you mentioned.
Well, Acropolis is where I've eaten now three times this week. I actually went there before I came to the show. And Betty there, who's the owner, is just an amazing woman. She's certainly not young, and she is made of steel. And she actually, I felt sorry for her because she said that someone broke into their freezer last Sunday and stole all of their vegetables and cheeses out of their freezer.
How horrible.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's such a nice family. I mean, you know, they had, I think I mentioned this to you, don't know if it's on the air, but a lot of family went to Macaulay where I went to school.
Oh, okay.
And so they're just great people.
They are. And I took my daughter over there because it was the first time she had eaten out this past week in a restaurant. And she's like me. She really loves a good meal. And I had lentil soup. I had the Greek salad. And I had olive oil on it with some grilled chicken, and that was just a fabulous lunch. I just loved it.
Let me thank Aaliyah again, another one of my personal favorites, for continuing to, well, they changed their whole menu and serve the community. Fantastic job.
I love that. Serve the community, not serve the fear mongers and the people who are trying to control us by pushing us into a closet. Yeah, thank you, thank you, thank you for all these entrepreneurs who are really courageous and smart. Not just courageous, but wise and doing the right thing.
And don't you hate seeing the ones that are being courageous? Maybe a little bit of civil disobedience. We see that on the news, and they are carried out of their business in shackles. You've probably seen it on the TV, too, and I have,
yep.
And it makes me sick.
It does. This morning I saw a hair salon where a lady was arrested in handcuffs and taken in. I mean, what in the hell have we gotten to in this world? Where's common sense gone? I want to read a poem or something that came from the 1919 pandemic. What is that? That's a Spanish flu that killed, you know, 50 million people. Well, you know, this is not our first time in this rodeo, people. This was far worse in 1919. This is nothing compared to then. But there's a little poem here. It said, and people stayed at home. Oh, it says, this is timeless. People stayed at home, and they read books, and they listened, and they rested. They did exercises, and they made art and played and learned new ways of being and stopped and listened more deeply. Someone meditated. Someone prayed. Someone met their shadow. And people began to think differently, and people healed. And in the absence of people who lived in ignorant ways, dangerous, meaningless, and heartless, the earth also began to heal. And when the danger ended and people found themselves, they grieved for the dead and made new choices and dreamed of new visions and treated new ways of living and completely healed the earth just as they were healed. Wow. Dang, I had not read the whole thing. That's powerful.
Yeah, I read that in between.
Man, I love that. I want to post that at nutritionw.com so we can actually have that for people to reference.
I'm going to take a picture of that real quick so I can do something
that.
With
and
it, too.
And the earth was healed, and so were the people. And that was when they were carting people by the box loads every morning because the Spanish flu, you would get sick in the morning and you would be dead at night. That's how fast it happened. And the thing about the Spanish flu that's different than Corona and COVID is that it hit the 20 to 40-year-olds. It hit the super healthy people, and it didn't hit the weaker society. And how weird, how backwards, which thankfully, I guess in a way, I mean, you're not thankful if you're the older person dying, but we, you know, this world has to be built by the younger and the middle-aged people. I've already said this 25 times. I'm expendable, people. I'm 63 years old. I don't want to go. My daughter's the one who's important in this world. All the other 30 and 40-year-olds who are educated and have passions who can build the future of this society. Ed Jones is not the one who can do that. I've already done my work. I have more to do if I can, but I've already done my work. If I have to go, I'm leaving it to the people who are healthier. Thank goodness the Spanish flu isn't here, and it's Corona who only hits people like me. Thank you.
You know, some of the things they said that we've reproduced here, and I hear this from my patients, all the things we're doing differently. More time in meditation, more time in prayer, more time studying the Bible for me, more time with loved ones, more time doing things I've never done before, taking up new exercises I hadn't tried before just because I was bored, basically.
Yeah.
I had to do something different. Trying new ways of eating because I couldn't find what I want. Instead of panicking, going, well, let me just change. Let me adapt to this. I'm learning how to cook. Now, that's a new one for me. So, you know, I have experimenting with multiple recipes, going and eating with friends because we're not afraid to do it and spend time together. You know, there's so many, you know, part of me doesn't want to see a little, I mean, it's got to go. All this crazy has got to go. But there are some things that I've come to cherish, and sometimes the quiet of sitting on the porch and talking, just talking for hours. When's the last time we did that? But sometimes we're forced to do that. Now, in my patients, I've asked them while we've been doing telemedicine, what are you doing? We're spending time with each other, like you said, playing cards, playing games. We're, you know, they're taking up brand new hobbies together, doing construction in the house. I did a lot of home improvement that I've been wanting to do. But people are doing so many things they had been way too busy to do. And I guarantee you, if we can be slowed down, maybe not by our own volition, but if we are slowed down, let's make the best of it.
There are going to be lessons that will last many of us a lifetime from this that will be beneficial, and they're precious. There are some precious times and memories that we all are accumulating, and I just think it's just dang special, and it's going in the history books. There's no doubt about all of this, and we all should journal a little bit about our precious moments so that we don't forget these people in another 2 to 5 years when we get back into the busyness of the world.
And some are quite odd. I remember, you know, jogging around, let's say jogging around North Shore, mm-hmm. and I realized I couldn't hear anything, and I stopped, and I realized all I can hear was wildlife. I could hear bees buzzing around. I could hear birds I'd never noticed before, and I was the only person I could find. And, you know, it was not at an odd time at all, and I discovered a lot about my environment I haven't ever noticed before. Now, I want people back. Let's get some people back out there. I want that, but it made me stop and think, and that's... For me, it was a good thing. I'll say that part for me was not a bad thing.
So we need more balancing of that. We don't need to be totally into the isolation and empty world because it is a lonely place. But
Jesus, from time to time, had to get off by himself.
There you go.
There you go.
Well, it's time to take another break. When we come back, we'll be having Dr. Green's spiritual moment. We've got that plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, back with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green, and we always look forward to Dr. Green's spiritual moment.
Well, thank you, Ed. And thank you, everyone. As always, the spiritual moment is brought to you by Silverdale Baptist Church. So if you would like to learn more about Silverdale, just visit their website, silverdalebc.com, silverdalebc.com, or just download their app, which is free for Android and iPhone. Now let's start with a word from John Muir. Everybody needs beauty as well as bread, places to play in and pray in, where nature may heal and give strength to body and soul. I was just thinking back to that poem you read, Ed, a little while ago about healing. Let us take a little different slant to our spiritual moment today. You know, usually I will consider issues such as fear or anxiety and consider their impact on our lives. Well, while this is certainly important, we must remember that we are complex beings. We have often spoken on Vital Health Radio about the fact that the medical field considers us to be biopsychosocial beings. These aspects of ourselves are interconnected. So, for example, if you neglect the psychological and spiritual aspects of yourself, your biological or physical side will most likely suffer. Conversely, if we neglect our bodies, our spiritual side may be adversely affected as well. Often in Christian culture, we focus on teaching that turns our attention away from our physical selves and towards God. Well, this is not wrong, and may be in relation to physical indulgences or addictions or obsessions with self-image. Well, while I agree we should not indulge each and every fleeting desire, we must also not forget or neglect these earthly bodies. The Bible teaches us that we are composed of a spirit, soul, and body. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23 says, "May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ." While it is extremely important to nurture the growth of our spirit and soul, the human body is what sustains us on this earth. Through this confined and limited existence, we can minister to others in community, a duty that He has entrusted to us. So please remember that in order to live the lives to which we are called, we must treat our bodies with healthy respect. Each of these parts sustains the others, spirit, soul, and body. Neglecting one part can be as detrimental as paying too much attention to it. So, from a medical as well as spiritual standpoint, we should live a balanced life, sustaining and nurturing our whole selves and not neglecting any one part. God designed us to function well within specific guidelines. Overindulge in food or alcohol or certain lifestyles, and you just may bring upon yourself obesity, heart disease, substance addiction, or other various diseases. Even with a balanced lifestyle, we will all still age, unfortunately, as these bodies are not designed to last forever. But in a balanced life, there is hope for health of body, mind, and spirit. Well, let me close with the positive reinforcement found in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16. Therefore, we do not lose heart, though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. And I pray renewal for all of you. That is your spiritual moment for the day. Ed, back to you.
Thank you, my friend. What a lovely, special message that reaches the heart. We have very few minutes left. I want to make sure I cover a couple things for Nutrition World. One is, again, we carry, you know, things that people don't realize. We have ground beef that's grass-fed, antibiotic-free, and I'm getting emails from people truly concerned there's going to be some food shortages based
because
on
it's all over the news.
It's all over the news, and there could be potential food shortages, probably. I don't think it'll last long, but we'll see.
Some of these food shortages, I mean, if people say there's no more toilet paper, what do people do?
Bingo.
Rush out and buy all the toilet paper.
Yes.
If you get out there on the news and say there's not going to be any red meat, what do people do? They stock up 500 pounds of red meat in their freezer, and no one else can find it. So some of these may be a little manufactured,
hey,
I wonder.
Let's see. There's going to be a shortage of vitamins, people.
Oh, I love it. You will not find vitamins A, C, or D, or garlic tablets anywhere, people.
Or Manuka honey, or quercetin, or zinc.
Oh, my goodness.
I want to say also, Nutrition World's going to have blood testing on May 29th, which is Friday, from 8 o'clock in the morning till 10. You just walk in and order any blood test. Again, if you heard
me. So a wide variety of blood tests?
Anything and everything you can order, they can get there. You know, to evaluate it, you need an expert like Dr. Green or someone who can help you with that. Sometimes you don't need that, like vitamin D. You can just look at numbers.
Please don't use Dr. Google for your consultant.
And don't use Dr. Google. Yes, exactly right. Now, there are things on the internet that are worthwhile, but you have to learn where those are, people.
You have to know how to use the information.
Exactly. It's going to be on May 29th, 8 to 10. You just walk in, but I encourage you to get vitamin D. We want vitamin D about 50 nanograms, so whatever you get, look at that. I want to make this really quick. It looks like now that about 92% of the people on ventilators die who have corona and COVID because it's not the answer. One of the simple answers is to turn a patient prone instead of supine, is that how you pronounce it?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And which means instead of facing up toward the ceiling, you're going to actually be looking at the floor because the shape of the lung changes. And they've now found that just simply turning a patient on that other direction toward the floor is better than a ventilator in most cases. Interesting.
But it is rare to have a ventilator in bed combination. I remember a lot of those from, say, spine surgeries that will rotate, you know, longitudinally. But that's not a terribly common thing to find in an ICU bed that I've ever seen.
Wow.
Granted, I haven't been doing ICU care for a few years since we're outpatient now, but you'd have to turn the patient physically and imagine all the tubes in them at the same time when you do it.
Well, part of this was saying that maybe this would be in place of actually doing the ventilator because they actually had better outcomes if they did it.
Well, they can also do postural drainage and get their respiratory therapists in there doing that. And I actually know they are doing that. So they're practicing something very similar.
I hope they are. I hope they are in the places like New York. Well, brother, guess what? That already does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. It is a production from the Whitfield Media Group and website by Avalon Design Studio. Thank you for listening. We'll be back here next week for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Dr. Christopher Green from CHI Memorial, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, NutritionW.com. Have a healthy and safe and calm day. Thanks to everyone.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.